Okay, let's get into Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis. Today we're going to talk about the sugya of Ein Os and Mitzvos, Chavilos, Chavilos. The Gemara talks here on Kuf Beis and Mabez about doubling up, using one kos of wine for various mitzvos. The Gemara goes into if one is finishing up Shabbos and one wants to use the same cup of wine to bench on, and for Havdalah, so then the Gemara says one should not do that. Rav Sheshes tells us, Ein omrim shtei kedushos al kos echad. One shouldn't make two kedushos on one kos. My taima, Rav Nachman Yisrael, what's wrong with that? Right, I'm going to bench and I'm going to, you know, maybe make kiddush if it's going into the yantif or havdalah. You can't do that. Lefishi ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos, because you can't name mitzvos chavilos chavilos. The sugi that comes out three places in Shas, brachos memtes. Combining brachos, sota davches, and right here. And the Gemara says, "Velo, is that really true? We don't make double up on mitzvos, chavilos, chavilos, make them in bundles. V'hatanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa? Nichas lebeisav motzi Shabbos. On motzi Shabbos, then somebody can combine for havdalah, mavarech ala yayin, v'ala mor, v'ala besamim. You can make the bracha bari pri agafen, and bari mir ha'esh, and besamim, v'yacharkach, umar havdalah alakos, v'yameinla, and then afterwards you can make havdalah. V'yameinlo elakos echad, menicho la'achar hamazon, u'mishashlin kulan la'acharav. And if you need one for Birchas HaMazon, then you can just put it all together at the end. Menicho Lachar HaMazon and say Birchas HaMazon and Abdallah. Do it all on one coast. The Gemara says Ein Lo Shayni. If you don't have a choice, you have a choice. You only have one cup. What about a case of Yanta falling out on Sunday? Va Yanta Shachalios Achar HaShabbos to Islay Vi Amar Yakne. Right, what about Yantif on Sunday? And also it says, Yaknahaz, we know, when we Yantif fall down on Shabbos, we do Kiddush and Havdalah on the same cup. Answers the Gemara, Ela Havdalah v'Kiddush, Chadam Ilsahi. That's not called a case of Chavilos Chavilos, because Havdalah and Kiddush are considered one. Birchas HaMazon v'Kiddush, Shrein Milinidu. Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush are considered two, and therefore they have different rules. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this regarding in benching in Hilchos Shabbos in Reish Sadi Tesiv Dalar Kishay Ochel V'Chashcha Shalmano Shein Atzorach LaHafsik. Right, we pass in that you don't have to be mafsik; you can continue Shalashudas until later. Gomer Seuda Asum Mavarech Berachas Amazon Alakos. You make Berachas Amazon Alakos. The Mishnah Berurah does quote: you can't drink it. Ain't a tall mod Acher Avdala Kedei Shalo Yifkemenu. Right, you shouldn't taste it. V'Achar Kach Mavdolav, and then you can make the same bracha that many people do. Maybe keep the coats for Shalashudas; they don't drink it. And then they used it for Havdalah. V'im yesh lo shnei kosos, but if you have two kosos, right, like our Gemara says, mevarech berachas hamazon al echad u'mavdil al echad. Then you make berachas hamazon on one, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes, u'mutter lishtos mehakos, afshu kodem Havdalah. Dekoshel berachas hamazon shayach l'seuda. V'kol zeh l'mishin izah tamil l'berach al kos. That's only for someone who always makes Berachas HaMazon al HaKos, then you can make Berachas HaMazon al HaKos and even drink the cup. Aval Misha Mavarech Lefamim Belo Kos, if you ever make Berachas HaMazon without a Kos, Lefisha Motsomech al HaPoskin Desvir Lehu, Din Berachas HaMazon to the Kos, because you rely on the Poskin that Berachas HaMazon does not need a Kos, also Lelushos HaTomi HaKosher Berachas HaMazon, Kodem Havdalah, then the Magen Avraham says that you cannot drink from the cup before Havdalah, if sometimes you rely on the other dance. But either way, that's the halacha when it comes to Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah, but we paskin the Yaknahaz that for Kiddush and Havdalah, we say that they are not considered a case of Chavilos Chavilos, because there's one idea. Maybe this is a remes in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that Kiddush and Havdalah are both Daraisa, they're two sides of one coin. That's the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, where, again, unlike some other Rishonim, will hold Havdalah's Drabanan, the Rambam says that Havdalah is Daraisa, just like Kiddush is Daraisa. The Rambam says that it is a mitzvah, le kadesh, mitzvah tzarech, the beginning of Perek Chavtes, tzarech le zachreya b'kinisaso b'tziyaso, b'kinisaso b'kiddush hayom, u'b'tziyaso b'avdala. Two sides of one coin. Good, so let's get into this sugya of Chavilos Chavilos. So the Gemara says you can't do two mitzvahs on one cup because you can't combine two mitzvahs. Every mitzvah has to get its own kos. The Gemara also mentioned this in Sota on Daf Ches in a totally different context, not by Kiddush Avdala, but the Gemara talks about when Beis Din has to do a number of actions and some of them are replicas of each other. So the Gemara says, Ein Otzim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, Ditanya Ein Mashken Shtei Sotos Ka'achas. One is not allowed to be Mashke, two Sotos as one, giving them to drink as one. Vein matarishim b'soron ka'achas. Vein rotsin shnei avadim ka'achas. You can't do two nirtzas. Vein orphin shnei agolos ka'achas. You can't do one l'fishein osim mitzvos. Chavilos, chavilos. So all the examples the Gemara gives. Trying to do two things at one time. Right? The Tosva says, Nir l'farishin ya'amid shtein ba'azor ba'asachas lashkos and l'fishein shosos ka'achas. They can be standing there together, but you can't give them to drink at the same time. You can't give them to drink, right? Or be betar. You have to focus on each one separately. So what's the svar for Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos? There are two main svaras given in the Rishonim. The Rashbam, right here in our Gemara, says that you're not allowed to. Demechsi aleha kemasui. It looks like a burden. It looks like you're trying to get rid of the mitzvos. The Gemara says sometimes in certain types of davening is looked like a masui, but that's what the Rashbam says in our Gemara. That's what Rashi and Tosfos say also in Sota. Sota davches Rashi chavilos chavilos shenira kimi shahoyu alav lemasui umemar lefarig maso. I just want to get rid of my bundle. I want to finish it quickly, so I do it all together so I can just get it done. Get it done. Tosfos also. Isser Durabanan Mishun de Mechsi Ale Kamasui, right? It looks like a bundle. Number one. If you look in Tosfos in Moed Katan, Tosfos in Moed Katan has a different reason. Tosfos in Moed Katan on Daf Ches Amabez. The Gemara there talks about the sugya of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Right, not allowed to get married on Yontif because you can't mix together one simcha with another simcha. Tosfos says Gzeiras Hakasev Kedidorish Lakaman Mikra DeShlomo Ubi Yerushalmi Darish. So some say why could this based on Gzeiras Hakasev? V'samachtu bechagecha v'lo beishtecha. Be happy in your chag and not in your wife. Ubi Yerushalmi Darish Midechsev Malei Shavu Azos. The Yerushalmi Darishes it from Lavan Malei Shavu Azos. First finish up this time period for one wife. V'tam Nira Ksas. The reason, Tosfos says, if I can give a reason for this halacha of Ein Ma'arvin, de kemosh Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, de be'idon sheyehe libo panui le'mitzvah achas, v'lifana atzmo heimena, because the halacha wants you to be focused on what you're doing, one thing at a time. Right? You focus on one mitzvah, and if you focus on two mitzvahs, that's going to ruin your focus on the first mitzvah. So too, v'chein simcha b'simcha, yehe libo panui b'simcha, your leiv should be panui b'simcha, for yantif, and therefore you can't mix it with simcha for one's wife. With Achronim, the Mari Al-Ghazi and the Arad Rabbanan assumes that that svar is a problem with our Gemara. Our Gemara, you're doing it one after another. Berchas is just talking about connecting them with the same cup. Berchas Amazon and Avdala are going to be done on two different kosas. There wouldn't be a problem of libo panui. And it's still a problem of chavilos chavilos. Okay. If you look at the Minchas Asher and the Klali HaMitzvos, in the Sefer on all the Klali HaMitzvos, he talks about why do you need two different reasons for it? Or what do you need both Masui and the reason of Kavana? So he mentions that if you have certain mitzvos that are Ikaran is Totsa'a, the Ikar is the result and not the Maisa itself, so then Libo Panui wouldn't be an issue. Nobody would have an issue because it doesn't matter what your kavana is, right? It doesn't matter even if you don't have a perfect kavana, but it's the totsah is the what's important, the result, and therefore you wouldn't suffice with the reason of libo pani, and that's why you also need the reason of masa. Also, if you do the same mitzvah twice, maybe also that it wouldn't be a problem of libo panui, because your lev is panui, you're doing the same mitzvah twice, you're being mashke sotos v'chulu. So also, you need the reason of masui. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes another suggestion, another reason, which again, the Minchas Asher there says, you know, to come up with another reason the Rishonim don't have, is a chiddush, but it's a creative reason, says in the Beis HaOtzer, he says in Klal Pei Dalin, he says, Einos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. He says, I came up with a pilpul. He notes that it's a pilpul, but he says, the mitzvah sheha adam oseb ezman ha-pater, ein potraso ezman ha-chiyiv. Remember the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavches. If somebody does a mitzvah at a time that they're shote, not a time that they're chalam, you're not yotzei. If you do a mitzvah at the time that you're pater. So v'yim kein, kivet dekai melan dozik b'mitzvah pater ben a mitzvah. So what's that? And since we paskin that osik b'mitzvah is pater from the other mitzvah, so when you do two mitzvahs at the same time, really they're patering each other. Im keina oseb beiz mitzvos ka'achas, kol achas, potraso mikiyum acheres. Each one makes the other one defined as a ptur, as a state of ptur. V'yem kein nimsa sha'acharei gamro ha'asiya mukhiyav la'asol shenis achas mehen. Kivan sha'asa bizbana yoso pater. So you're going to have to do on the other one again because you did it bizana pater, but what's the other one? You don't know which one. V'heimin ayam afkis. V'erachti shamarbe. He says that's the problem here. because each one is defined as ptur. But then he says, "V'ulam ka'es roani." But he says, "What I mentioned, demashay a pashit be'enai, that which I said, to osik b'mitzvah patur ben a mitzvah, miyasa osa mitzvah neshav osif is on a patur, uke'enim etzuv v'yose, umuchil lasos hashenis begamer isik mitzvah rishona." He says, "I think I found the opposite." So if you look at the tshuva of Maharam Panu, and in Simon Kufiyat Beis, he has the following lashon: "V'lo od elashim p'turim min adin me'anias amein." Those who are davening in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you don't have to answer amein. Shosik b'mitzvah patur ben a mitzvah. Vim anu mitzvah ka'avdi ubichlal mitzuvin va'osin inhu. Daha mitzuvim heim b'kach ela shadavar acher gorim lahem lipater. Really, your mitzuvah, it's just that you have, there's a problem that there is a davar acher, something external that's making you not be able to do it. Lefi sha'a eskam b'mitzvah acheres v'heima mikol makam chot v'nasa mitzvah ubiyadam shtayim. So he says maybe it's not true that each mitzvah makes the other one viewed as a ptur. But then he says, v'ulam b'chol zeh nireh, a similar formulation, d'nehi d'masa mitzvah ka'avid, even if you do the mitzvah, it counts. Al kol zeh, kivan de'ein chova lasos im kain. Kivan de'etzem ha-mitzvah hi mitzvah shal chova, l'chein ein lasos im mitzvah acheres yachad. D'morida mechova le'ein ha-chova. D'nehi de'yatza, al kol zeh mitzvah shal chova adif. It's still better to do a mitzvah shal chova as gadol ha-mitzvah v'yoseh, m'mishayin ha-mitzvah v'yoseh. So this is his discussion. It's about the halachic legal definitions of the mitzvos. That's the problem of Enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Again, it's against the Rishonim who give the other reasons of Masui and Libo Panui Le Davar Acher. Daraisa Durabanan is an important discussion in this concept. Two discussions within Daraisa Durabanan. Again, it's a huge topic. If you look at that Kolei HaMitzvos, it's 20 pages, and there are many other examples that the Achronim bring up of chavilos chavilos. Number one, is this itself a Din Daraisa or a Din Durabanan? If you look at the Mitzvah Eisan in Sota, on that Gemara Daf Ches, he points to the Tosfos in Moed Katan, who compares it to Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha Simcha. And Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha is based on a Pasuk, B'Samachta B'Chagecha V'lo B'Ishtecha. So if Tosfos compares Ein Osen Mitzvos, Chavilos Chavilos, to Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha, so then maybe he's alluding to the fact that it's Daraisa. Umashma says the mitzvah is a davi min haTorah. V'yimkein ahi deinosim mitzvos chavilos nami avi min haTorah. If im arvin simcha b'simcha is Daraisa, so too einosim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. But Pashtus is, that's not true, because it seems like it, because Tosfos doesn't, first of all, even marvin simcha b'simcha, v'salachta b'chagecha v'lo b'shtecha, is that a real drasha gemura, or is that an asmachta? And even Tosfos says, Tam nireh ktsas, kimo. Is that a mamish, a comparison? The reason seems to be similar. You might not say it's daraisa. Pashas is darabanan. That's what we assumed. From the reasons, nireh kemasui, libo is not pone. Sounds like dinam darabanan. But there's another discussion of daraisa darabanan, and that is in the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha in Hilcha Shabbos, in Perachav Tes, Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Haya Ochel, the halacha that we were just reading before in the Shulchan Aruch, Haya Ochel, the Gomar Achilasu Machrasa Shabbos. This is Friday night. You're eating and you finish with Shabbos starting, Mevarach Berachas Hamazon Tchila, V'yacharcha B'Kadish HaKos Sheni. First, Berachas Hamazon on one coast, and then Kiddush on another cup. Below Yivarech V'yakadish HaKos Echad. You shouldn't use one coast, Shein Osen, Shtei Mitzvahs B'Kos Echad. Because you don't do two mitzvahs on one coast. Why? She Mitzvahs Kiddush, U'mitzvahs berchas hamazon, shtei mitzvah shel Torah hein. Because after all, Kiddush and berchas hamazon are both mitzvahs daraisa, and therefore, einos mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. That's the Rambam. The question is, what is the Rambam being medayik? What is he being medayik? So some say that the Rambam never didn't mean anything for you to be medayik. The Rambam is just saying that that is true. These are two mitzvahs. Don't be medayik that one's daraisa and one's darabanan. It just says, these mitzvahs are shtei mitzvahs shel Torah hein. Right, don't be medayik anything. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions that in Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Tesvav. Rishon Aleph is a siman all about Kiddush. So the Aruch HaShulchan there says, V'kol zeh shenis bar bo mir emsesu dasim vod yomo. V'gamar su dasim kaz bar Rambam. Right, then einos shtei mitzvos b'kol zeh echad. V'chulu. V'loshen ha-shas l'fish einos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. U'miloshen ha-Rambam mashma, d'rach b'shnei mitzvos shol Torah lo amrinan kein. Ulafiza lishitaso, de bitvarim bilvad, yasi de kiddush minatora. Right? Really, you're Yosi Kiddush Daraisa just with words. V'im Kiddush B'dvarim Yachol Lasos Shneihem Al Kos Echad. If you're already Mekadesh with words, Mi Daraisa, so what are you doing? Then Kiddush is only Darabanan. So then you would be able to do one Darabanan, one Daraisa? Is that what he's being Mashma? The Kol Shekein B'Virchaz Erisim and Nisuin. The Shneihem Avi Brachas Mi Darabanan Yachol Masos Al Kos Echad. V'lo Kein Kasvu Raboseinu Bali Atosas Arash, as we'll see soon. The Efshar the Gama Rambam Lav Davka Nakat Shotora. Maybe the Rambam never meant any diyukim. Ela mishum tekenu ha'ames bekan. Deshneim shal Torah kasav kain. He wrote that vodim b'shnei mitzvos drabanan kiva datamu dulalechzi alav kamasa, and therefore it shouldn't make a difference vitzarachin. Vitzarachin. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. So maybe there is no diyuk. Maybe there is no diyuk. But the others assume there is a diyuk. The Migdal Oz assumes that only two da'orises are a problem, but two drabanans would not be a problem. That's the Migdal Oz right here. Two Drabanans would not be a problem. That's what he was saying about Eris and Nisuin. But that's again against Bali Atosfos, who say that it is an issue by Eris and Nisuin. If you look at the Chassam Sofer assumes that the Diyuk is two Daraisas are a problem. One Daraisa, one Drabanan is not a problem. That's the Diyuk. One Daraisa, one Daraisa wouldn't be a problem. Why? And if you have, because if you have one Daraisa, one Darabanan, then from the vantage point of the Mitzvah Daraisa, the Mitzvah Darabanan is a Dvar Rishus. So there isn't any competing Mitzvah here, and that's why it wouldn't be a problem. This is the Chassam Sofer right here on our Gemara. V'ulaye Shlomar, says the Chassam Sofer. V'sarachinim lo nomar ta'aramam lo baya lafuki che Mitzvah Darabanan. She'osin chavilos kekoso shal chupa. Right? Maybe he's saying that you could do two drabanans together. Then he says, maybe the Rambam's Loshitaso. That really, everything ends up being two daraisas because of the Rambam Shita about Losasar. The sphere lay b'sefer mitzvahs of Hilchas Mamrim to call mitzvah the Isura drabanan Hema Mamish Daraisa. Remember that Rambam? We've spoken about that often. Elashachachamim Hisnu B'tnai Me'ikaro L'Hakab B'Divrayim. Right, that's the answer to the Kasha of the Ramban. How can you say somebody drabanan Lakula if every drabanan is a Daraisa? The answer is, it's built in. If it's suffix, then it falls away. Umashalo hisnu havi hakol daraisa mamish. V'imkein bedinu shihi mitzvah daraisu drabana chavilos chavilos. Tari travayu daraisa. V'amnam tre mitzvah drabanan yesh lomar kach hisnu chachamim meikara. Maybe the rabbanan said, you're allowed to. Shiyach alasosom chavilos chavilos. That was also built in. Not only suffix drabana lakula, but you can do mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Ela shalo yadadi minale. But if that's true, I don't know where he would get that from. But then he quotes from Rav Aaron Polda from Frankfurt on the Main to give another answer. Ava got this really Davdala Daraisa. He says, you're saying one Daraisa, one Darabanan is not a problem of Chavilos Chavilos because the Daraisa makes the Darabanan being viewed as a Dvar Rishus. That line was earlier. I didn't read that. I'll go back to that for a second. Yavichai b'nei Darabanan lo mikri Chavilos Darabanan lagabe Torah ki Rishus Chashivi. V'Torah lagabe Rabanan Chashivosu lagabe Litzarif Darabanan in the Mitzvah Daraisa. V'ilui b'kodesh. Good. But then he quotes here, fascinating suggestion. If you're telling me one Daraisa, one Darabanan is a Mutter, so what about the case in the Gemara? The case in the Gemara of Yaknahas, right? Making Kiddush on a Yontif night, making Havdalah going into Kiddush. So, how does that work? Mikol Makos, here the Havdalah Daraisa, Shehu Bechlal, Zachos Yom Shabbos. The Rama holds that Havdalah Daraisa. Kiddush on Yontif Pashas is Darabanan. So, why would that be a problem anyway? The Gemara has to come up with Kiddush of Havdalah Chada Milsa. No, it's not a problem. One's Daraisa, one's Darabanan. Mikol Makom. So he quotes, Havdalah is Marumas in that Pasuk. In other words, V'im Kein, Tenech mi Shabbos l'chol. Wow, what a chiddush. Going from Shabbos to Chol, Havdalah is Daraisa. Avol mi Shabbos l'yantif, Tehavi ben Kodesh l'kodesh, Havi Havdalah l'av Daraisa. Since you're going from one Yom Kodesh to another Yom Kodesh, maybe that's not a Daraisa Havdalah. That's a Darabanan Havdalah. And therefore they're both Darabanan. The only kind of time is not going to be a problem. The diga of the Rambam is one daraisa and one drabanan. V'nachon, the Chassam Sofer likes that suggestion. There is another suggestion. The Chassam Sofer writes in the Shuv and Simon Chavav, maybe if it's a drabanan and then a daraisa, that's a problem because then you're piggybacking the daraisa. That's chavilos. If you have the daraisa and then the Darabanan, that will be okay. And that would be Havdalah and Kiddush. Havdalah is Daraisa and Kiddush on Yontif is Darabanan. Again, the Aruch HaSam Sofer didn't make such a chilek. This discussion comes up in many different areas in halacha. It comes up on Pesach night, right? Achronim say, what about Korech? How could Hillel do Korech, Matzah, and Mora together? Unless the answer there is Kach Hadin. That's what he's supposed to do, right? Zeichel and Mikdash Gehillel, right? Amasos and Barom Yachluhu. So that's the din, right? Or similar, what about Dalet Kosos? Every kos is a mitzvah of Dalet Kosos and a mitzvah of Kiddush and a mitzvah of Hallel, a mitzvah of Magid. So how could each one be a separate mitzvah? So again, you might say Kachisnu. That's the din. The Rabbanan said that you should connect it. You're also only making one bracha. You're not making two. You're making one Bari Paragafen and one bracha or whatever mitzvah you are. Or also, Rav Asher Weiss suggests that the point of the Dalet Kosos is the drinking, not the bracha itself. So really, b'shas the bracha, you're only doing one mitzvah. And then the drinking is the afterwards, and that's for the Dalet Kosos. So again, maybe there is no overlap. Nisuin also, Tosfos, just to mention, Tosfos here mentions the sugya of Nisuin and Berachas Hamazon, Sheva Brachas. What do you do by Sheva Brachas? Says Tosfos, right here in Dibur Maschil She'ein, V'yish no'agin b'chupa mitam zesh lo lomar Sheva Brachas al kos Berachas Hamazon. Elim v'yin kos acher, that's what we do, we have one kos for Berachas Hamazon, one kos for Sheva Brachas. V'yin mabarchan al sheni, ber peragafen, kibin shekvar birich al kos Berachas Hamazon, k'yein nachol l'berach hamayim. Ach rabbeinu mishulim, aya omer hakol al kos echad. D'lo dami l'berachas Hamazon v'kiddish, d'trei mili ninu k'darminim b'samach. Kiddush and Berachas Hamazon have totally not to do with each other. Aval hacha chada milsehi. The Berachas Hamazon gorim the Berachas Nisuin. Sheva Brachas is like a hemshach of benching. Uberachas Erisin v'Nisuin nogolomar shnei kosos. Erisin and Nisuin are two under the chuppah. V'taima deragilin zebelozet. Right, because he used to do it separately, 12 months apart. V'yodinogu likros ksuba b'intayim. V'avi hefzik. V'lachin l'kach miskavnim. V'lachach tzaris beis kosos. So again, 2 days in Tosfos about whether you need two kosos for Berachas Hamazon and Sheva Brachas. That is our minhag. The Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer quotes 2 days, and the Rama says our minhag is to do two kosos. That's the Eben Ezer in Simin Chaf Ches Sif Yud Zayin. Simin Samach Beis. Simin Samach Beis Sif Tes. Yesh Omer Shein Lomer Sheva Brachas Al Kos Berachas Hamazon El Mevi Kos Acher. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the minhag is to only use one. The Rama of Dinas Elu Noagin Kesfara Rishona. Our minhag of Ashkenazim is for Rishona. Okay, a little bit about Chavilos, a lot more, but we try to get some of the basics.